Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Udocs@gmail.com is the email address, Youdocs@gmail.com. And guess what? If you like Gary Ginsberg at 20 minutes after the hour, you'll also love Dr. Ginsberg at 35 minutes after the hour in this hour, because Dr. G is going to stay with us. What's going on?
Well, we got a set of questions. We always get questions on our email line, udocs@gmail.com. You can always email us, udocs@gmail.com. And a number of them this week or this past couple weeks were for Gary Ginsberg. I bunched them together, and here's the first one. I use a breed at home, but I hear that reverse osmosis is even better filtration system. Do I really need to invest in one? And how safe is bottled water? That's from Tula.
That's a twofer. That's two for one in one question. Well, you know, reverse osmosis is a great filtration method, but most people don't need it. And you waste a lot of water with reverse osmosis. Roughly 20% of the water that goes through the filter actually ends up being consumable, and 80% gets run off just as sort of a hydrostatic pressure to make the whole thing work. So you don't use about 80% of the water. So it's wasteful of water, which I don't like. And also, it's unnecessarily expensive if all you're doing is trying to improve the taste, get rid of the chlorine and the chlorination byproducts that come with municipal water supplies. If you're worried about, say, benzene or trichloroethylene, some of the industrial chemicals, even a lot of pesticides get properly filtered out just with a simple carbon filter, which is what a Brita filter is. Brita filters, if you change the filter, you know, I don't want to highlight one particular brand. I mean, carbon filters are carbon filters, whether it's in a Brita or whether you buy one from some other vendor. They work. They work pretty well if you follow directions, change them on time. If you're trying to get rid of fluoride because you're worried about fluoridated water, if you've got uranium, toxic levels of uranium in your water, if you've got high levels of lead in your water, then you need reverse osmosis. So only under those, you know, conditions would I, or maybe arsenic, high levels, which a lot of people do have arsenic in their water, then I would be concerned enough to go out and get reverse osmosis. But most people don't need it. You know, you want to be smart and get the right sized filter for the right kind of filter for the job. No sense in doing overkill. Reverse osmosis will take care of everything, but you don't need it for a lot of things.
Well, wait a second. There's a question, if you will. This person wrote back this fast. He said, if it gets rid of chloride, why won't it get rid of fluoride?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Fluoride is different. This person might be a chemist, but fluoride is a stronger electronegativity. It more avidly is binds, stays in the water, not as easy to filter out. And so, you know, fluoride is a bit of a different beast, and it's more of an ion exchange or a reverse osmosis issue.
Plastic, one word. How worried should I be? This is actually from Joe, but not our Joe. How worried should I be about chemicals leaching into my food? I often use plastic containers in the microwave at work or sip my hot coffee from a plastic top. Or through a plastic top, I guess it is.
Yeah, you know, plastic does leach. Plasticizers, preservatives, stabilizers that are in plastic is a complex mixture, and at high temperature, whether it's microwave safe or not, there is a leach rate into your food. And a study that was recently reported showed that when people's diets were intervened with, and they were put on a plastic-free, you know, no plastic packaging food, no microwave dinners, for only, I think it was 3 or 4 days, their levels of a highly toxic plasticizer, DEHP, went down by more than twofold just from a dietary intervention. So I'd say that dietary exposure to phthalates and plasticizers is a significant source of exposure that's avoidable by not heating things up in plastic. So that coffee cup with the lid on it, you know, once in a while, a quick stop on the highway to drink some coffee. You know, this is not life and death stuff. Your body can handle and metabolize and get rid of it. But you know, if you're every day drinking two or three cups of coffee from plastic innards, you might want to rethink that and have a travel mug with you that has a different kind of stainless steel top.
So a stainless steel top. Now, this question could have been for me because I have a stainless steel bottle, but it's got a plastic top.
Most of them do. You really have to hunt for metal and metal. You know, the best thing to do in that regard is not to have the coffee or the tea filled all the way up to the top. But, you know, so it's not sort of steeping the lid, so to speak. But if you get, so for example, let's say you only want a small regular coffee, put it in a big cup and have a lot of airspace. So you're not steeping the lid as much.
Joe?
Okay, Dr. Ginsburg, my spouse has switched over to vapor cigarettes as a way to cut back on smoking. Do I need to worry about secondhand vapor in the same way I had to worry about secondhand tobacco smoke? Or do you want to do this one, Mike, or do you want to have you guys both double?
I'll do this one.
Okay.
So this is an interesting study that found that you can still inhale nicotine in secondhand smoke. It's higher by tenfold in tobacco. So we think it's better, but if you will, the smokers themselves are getting more nicotine. Now, the other problem is in the vapor, there was just as many from e-cigarettes as from regular cigarettes. Although the nicotine level was much lower, there were just as many cancerous compounds. So we're still unclear as to whether they will have any decreased risk at all for the second and third hand smoker. And they still, one of the problems is they still seem to be used to addict young kids to tobacco. So I'm not sure that e-cigarettes are going to be an answer unless we totally banned tobacco so that e-cigarettes is all they could have. And then they still seem to have some risk.
Okay.
What's your take on it, Gary?
Yeah, well, also, you know, you see that the e-cigarettes, there's much more permissiveness with that. You'll see in a restaurant or in a bar, you'll see somebody lighting up an e-cigarette, and you don't get the same smoke trail coming out of it as you do with a regular, you don't get the same irritating cyanide type of gases coming off of it. So it seems more acceptable or tolerable, but yet you are going to be getting some of the flavored and enhanced, you know, that are getting heated up, some of the flavorants that are going to be converting to pyrolysis products in the air. So I would concur with you, Mike. I don't think it's as bad as what's coming off of a regular cigarette, but it's not good.
We're up on a break coming up in a minute here, and then we have a couple, two or three more questions. If, Gary, you want to stick around, that's okay. If you have another engagement, that's fine, too. But we don't have enough time to get to the next question, but if you can hang on, that'd be great. I just want to ask, have you ever been to a hookah bar? Have you ever been to a hookah bar? Do you know what that is, Gary?
It's horrible.
I know what a hookah, yeah, and we talked about hookahs, I think, last time or 2 weeks ago. And, I mean, I think that they are a real public health issue, and you've got all those flavored tobaccos in there that people are, you know, what I talked about last time was that the water does not hold back the carcinogens.
Yeah, all right. Okay, we'll be back, and I guess we'll take a few more questions. We have a couple of more email questions that were sent to Dr. Mike, and we'll hand them over to Dr. Gary Ginsburg to get his answers on it coming up after the break. Again, the email address is udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well. Thank you.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.